woke up on the wrong side of the morning. Kind of feels like I could have slept away the afternoon. These days it's easy to forget who we are. When we're living like we're always half a beat behind. Gotta stop playing with rewind and taking one step back.
So that came, that's from my last record, which is The Year That Never Happened. And without going down a rabbit hole of taking up the entire interview, The Year That Never Happened was an album that I wrote and that my husband helped me write for some of the songs about the year that I spent trying to immigrate into the UK, because when I first went to apply, they declined my application. And then I spent a year unable to work over here, almost a year unable to work over here, and basically just battling for my right to join Peter over here and live here. And so at the end of that year, it was obviously a hugely emotional thing. And I wasn't allowed to play music publicly during that time either, because you're not allowed to volunteer your time over here on stage without a visa. So it was quite a tough year. And at the end of it, a friend of mine, Will, actually said, who's British and a good family friend, he's like, one day you'll look back at this and laugh at the year that never happened. And I was like, oh my God, if that isn't an album title, I don't know what it is. And then it clicked for me and I was like, that's it. We have to write an album about this, because that's the only way that this will make sense and turn into something that was worthwhile. Like, obviously it's worthwhile for me to immigrate and join my husband, but it was hard to justify why the journey took so long. And now that we have this album about that process, it just feels right. And These Days was the first song I wrote the morning after I found out that my visa was declined. So we found out in Scotland when we were applying at the Home Office in Glasgow, and we had a huge plan of an epic road trip to visit friends, and we were going to celebrate my start to the journey of becoming British, and it was declined. We lost a bunch of money, and we basically just got in the car and drove from Glasgow to London and went home. I don't even remember if we ate dinner. I think we just like cried a bunch and went to bed. And I woke up the next morning and These Days just fell out. I don't really remember writing it. I just kind of remember it happening. And And that's a song I wasn't actually expecting to put that one on the record. I was going to just keep that for myself, but Peter basically pushed me and said, like, no, you got to do it. And so did my co-producer, Ryan. They're like, this one has to be on the record. And I'm so glad I put it there, because it's actually, I think, one of the songs that people are resonating with the most. So I'm really glad that they kind of encouraged me to do that.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Oh, I do. My Taylor acoustic guitar. I love that guitar. I actually lent that up against the back of my car like years ago. Must have been only a couple months after I got it. And I ran over it and I was devastated. And it sat in my closet for like probably 2 years because I was just so scared. I actually thought it was only going to be the electronics that would be salvageable. But we brought it to a luthier in Comox and I finally bit the bullet, paid a couple $100s. And honestly, it's never sounded better.
Wow.
So it's great. It's got some loving scars and a good story now.
It's really hard making plans very far ahead for all musicians during the pandemic, and things are only just starting to open back up. But what are you doing to stay busy musically during these times?
That is such a good question. We've been really focusing on just kind of trying to release some singles that we might not have released otherwise. So exploring different sounds and different influences, and just taking this time as a gift to be different than we've been before. So we've been doing, like a bit more co-writing, and we've got some more singles coming up in the future, which we're really excited about. And I've also been focusing on creating like behind the scenes music business how-to videos on YouTube for other artists. So that's been really fun. I've kind of started up, I've always had a passion for the music business, and I'm always educating myself to run my own business. And I've just kind of realize that there are some channels out there that kind of encourage and teach people how to do it, but I thought that maybe I could fit into that as well. So I've been doing kind of music business behind the scenes videos.
That's awesome. Where can we find you online to keep track of all these activities?
Yeah, you can find me at Joey Clarkson Music on basically every platform except for Twitter. Twitter is just Joey Clarkson because there aren't enough characters to fit music.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, If You Want Me To. What can you tell me about that one?
Ooh, If You Want Me To. That was a co-write with Louise Parker. And if you haven't heard of Louise, if anybody listening hasn't heard of her, you should definitely check her out. Oddly enough, this year we've both released, well, we released two singles each after we released If You Want Me To, and we released them on the same day without meaning to. So we're kind of connected spiritually somehow. I don't know how. But If You Want Me To was a song that fell into place because I wanted to do some co-writing. I put it out on Twitter, and then her manager was like, hey, you should write with Louise. Louise came over like a couple days later, and then we had a cup of tea. We wrote the song in like a couple hours, and then at the end of it, we're like, oh man, this is just too fun. And like, it kind of sounds, if we were going to do this, we would want to do it with Princess Diaries kind of enthused soundtrack vibes to it. And we're both like, oh my gosh, we should do this. We should do a duet. And so we just did. We thought it would be fun, and it was so fun. I love that song.
It's really fun to listen to too. Joey, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been so nice to talk with you again.
Our prayer.
precious time in this crowd. We can catch the last train if we leave now. Is this too much? Are my feelings too loud? This could be or just for fun. I'm all in, it's your call. I want to take you home for a conversation, have a glass of wine to set the mood. You can have a peek at my record collection, you'd be Johnny to my June. If we talk all night and the sun starts rising, I can make you eggs and orange juice. This could be the start of a new beginning. I could be the one if you want me to. Can tell me about the storm inside. If I hold your hand, can I call you mine? Tell our friends we're leaving for the night. I want to take you home for a conversation, have a glass of wine. Johnny to my June. If we talk all night and the sun starts rising, I can make you eggs and orange juice. This could be the start of a new beginning. I could be the one if you want me. If you want me to.